Right, good evening, Rabbi Isai. We didn't quite complete Siv Gimel yesterday. We'll be learning tonight more on the halachas of Chazal HaChazan, Chazal HaShatz. We'll be learning about if one needs to wait for Rav. Pashmina Esai, we'll be learning about the general, universal concept of Baruch Hu or Baruch Shemoi. Important one to know. And we'll be learning about a little bit about Omen Yisoyim. I think we may be starting that topic as well. Okay, so please allow me to restart from Siv Gimel, as we didn't complete it yesterday. So, Kohol, she's Palalu, top of the page, Kuf Memches. Kohol, Minyan, she's Palalu, Vukulam, Bekiyim, Betfila. We've got an entire Minyan, that they're all Bekiyim, Betfila, Afal, Pikei, nevertheless, Yerid, Shliach, Tzibu, Vechoizel, Ispal, Shliach, Tzibu, Shutu, Chazor, Sashatz. Although, you may have argued, you don't need to, they're all Davant, the individual Shemoyne Esra. Nevertheless, the halacha is you do chazor sashatz. The reason being, legidei lekayem takonas chachomim, in order to fulfill the takona of the chachomim. So even if they're all bekim, nevertheless, there is takonas chachomim on does chazor sashatz. I'm going to now mention something very, very controversial, and I was hesitant. I shouldn't mention it. But I'm going to mention a very controversial shtickle, which is a quotation of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. It's not in his sefer, it's quoted by his grandson, and I had once a communication with him about this, of Neustadt, who's a grandson of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. He quotes his grandfather being very, very bothered about the fact that in some yeshivas, there's no chazoros hashatz. I think we mentioned it. Some yeshivas, there is no chazor sashatz. They go, hoiche kedusha. How can that be? There's a mefurash shulchan aruch that we just learned, that even if they're all bekim, you need to chazor sashatz. So why is it that in some places you don't find a chazor sashatz? If it's shas adchak, you need to catch a plane. Fine, okay, you're going to do hoiche kedusha, you're going to do chazor sashatz, the way prescribed yesterday. But if it's not shas adchak, it's not emergency, so what's the hetter? The yeshivas often have minchik doyle, in some yeshivas, it's common. How can that be? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky apparently is quoted saying, and I'm saying it very, very clearly, it's controversial, and it's not, he didn't write in his own sefer, it wasn't published in his lifetime. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's grandson of Daniel Neustadt quotes his grandfather saying the following, that the yeshivas were never makabel on themselves, tis takon of chazor sashatz. Since yeshivas, by definition, they're all bekiyim, and that's written in the times of the Tanoim. They've never accepted on themselves the takon of chazor sashatz. The takon of sashatz was never said on them. Consequently, yeshivas don't have this. This seif doesn't apply to yeshivas because yeshivas, by definition, they're all bekiyin. And although it's true that you quote the loy pluk, this won't apply in a place that meikora from initially there was no chachomim never established chazor sashatz on that. That's what, you can all appreciate the controversy around this psak. And it wasn't a psak, it was clearly not a psak, it was a limud chos, really. He was very bothered about the fact that he would never allow it himself. He was just so bothered about it, how come that some places don't do chazor sashatz? How can it be? So he tried to explain it in that way, but what do you think about it?
I think it would be mentioned somewhere. That
absolutely correct, absolutely correct. That such a psak would only appear in the 1980s, sounds by itself, it sounds astonishing. Then it wouldn't be mentioned. He has got a bit of a, it's very true.
The fact that because of the yeshivas, the time that they would make up, use it to learn Torah.
Good. So what you are saying is generally, you ask any Rosh Yeshiva or any Bocha, who will generally answer very much to where's Chazor Sashatz, they're going to be telling you that, and I'm nearly sure that answer was in Nosson Tzvi myself. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I asked Nosson Tzvi myself once, and Nosson Tzvi asked him once, how can it be? And that's pretty much the answer, generally the answer given. There's a very big difficulty with that answer. That answer would be true if a person really learns non-stop, and then you're right, 2 minutes, you're knocking off 2 minutes, you're going to gain 2 minutes of learning. It's true. However, it's very rare to find those people on that level nowadays. It's not, it's about, ultimately, it's, you're going to lose the 2 minutes elsewhere during the day. So it's not really, you can't call it Bittul Torah, it's davening.
Yeah. Two more
exactly. Yes. So it's hard to understand in that way. But yes, okay. So it says the Ramah. If there are individuals who are spending a long time on their Shmoine Esre, you don't wait for people who have got a very long personal Shmoine Esre. Don't need to wait for them. You see, three people spread in a smattish, really long Shmoine Esre. Don't need to wait for them. Although, of course, they want to hear Chazos HaShatz, they want to hear Kedusha, they want to hear Omen, but you don't have to wait for them. Even if they are very important people in the community, the most wealthy individual of the shul, if he happens to be somebody who davens very long Shmoine Esre, you don't have to wait for him, even though if he paid for the whole building, you don't have to wait for him, even if Chashuv Ha'ir. V'chein im oya minin b'veis ha'knesses, even if it was a minin in shul, hen lehabtin ha'odom choshuv o'y godol ha'shan ein lo'ybo. If there is a odom choshuv o'y godol, and you've got a very choshuv member of the community, you know that he always comes, every single day he davens here, if he hasn't showed up, you don't have to wait for him. Although you know he's going to come. You don't have to wait for him. Time is a time, and Chazos HaShatz, you don't have to wait for them either. Not for starting out of them, not for Chazos HaShatz, you don't have to wait for individuals. The Mishneh Berurah says, over here, Sivkot Nyud Beis, Takanas Chachomim, Shetiknu Chachomim, when Chachomim established, Sheyachzor Shliach Tzibur, HaTfila, that the Shliach Tzibur should go over the Shmoine Esre. Loi hitzricho lechapeis. They were not, they didn't make a requirement. Lechapeis to search. Bechol tefila, every tefila, hacha kol eish veish jebeis haknesses, every man in shul, him yesh sham, if there are anybody, is anybody, mishenu bokim lav. You have to wait for him, though. You don't have to wait for him. He's your poki, he's not poki. Elo tiknu, to establish, shlach tzibu choizat for the oilam. There's always an established, you always need to do chazos, shatz. As we mentioned yesterday, you don't have to go through people, is he a boki, any boki. Chum said, you always have to go through the shatz. Chashuv ve'yoyas, if got Yud Gimel. Bipnei toich hatzibu. You don't have to wait for important members. Correct. You say that nowadays, based on our Mishnah Berurah we learned yesterday, that you're only Yoytzei Chazos HaShatz if you understand it.
Yeah, so no benefit either way. In the old days, it made sense.
Correct. You're right.
We said yesterday, those who could understand but they couldn't read.
Yeah. You're saying that nowadays there's no such.
No benefit either. There's nobody.
Right. Two. Shtei Tshuvos Ledovar. First of all, you're right. It could very well be. Now, nowadays, it's very rare to find an individual who is going to fall into that category of an Eino Boki who can understand Lashon HaKodesh. Nevertheless, Siv Gimel teaches us, the Mishnah we just saw now, it's a Takana. Chom made a Takana, you do Chazal HaShatz, even if it doesn't make sense. Point number one. And point number two, you'll have very rare occasions. You're going to have somebody who himself needs to be Yotze, who, you know, he wasn't Yotze through the... We're going to see all the scenarios actually later in Shulchan Aruch. It could sometimes be that a Boki is Yotze with Chazos HaShatz. So he can, on the very rare and extreme circumstances,
there's
still happen. Following that Mishnah Berurah that we saw now, yeah. I mean, how often have you seen people in Shul who are relying on Chazos HaShatz? They won't rely on Chazos HaShatz. Yeah.
Is this kind of the same category as...
I wonder, I was just going to ask one question. I don't know, I would like to make a suggestion, but I'm probably wrong, but I'm going to make a suggestion. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Yud Beis, Sifkot and Beis earlier, V'tzorich Shiyovim B'loshna HaKodesh. I wonder if that means you have to understand every word. Maybe it doesn't have to mean you have to understand every word. Maybe if you understand more or less the meaning of... Maybe. I don't have a right either way. But it could potentially be that a person who doesn't understand every word of Chazos HaShatz, but he understands conceptually more or less what's going on, Maybe one could argue, maybe, I don't know about this Mogen Avraham too much, maybe it would fall in the category of maybe Lashon HaKodesh, I don't know. Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, similar in many ways.
It's
in many ways, yeah. Correct. It's comparable. It's definitely comparable. Okay. Mishnah Berurah says over here in Seif Cotton, Yud Gimel. So why is it that you don't have to wait for Choshev people? Because Teirich Tzibur goes even on literally seconds, minutes. If you think that there's people in Shul, if you want to wait for them, it's going to be, you have Choshev people, you don't have to wait for them. Teirich Tzibur, people are waiting ready, you want to get on with Chazos HaShatz, don't have to wait for them. Ve'achshav Noagu, yeah. Oh, that's exactly the Mishnah Berurah coming to say that. The following point now. Ve'achshav Noagu. And now the minig is, Shashliach Tzibur Mamtin Ad Sheyasayim Av Beis Din Es Tefilosoim. Nowadays the minig is that you wait for the Av Beis Din. So, note to the word. He doesn't say the Rav of the Shul, but he says the Av Beis Din. Now Av Beis Din, in the Mishnah Berurah's times, and certainly there was one Av Beis Din per community, one Av Beis Din per town, unlike nowadays, we've got about 6 or 7, depending who you ask. It's one Av Beis Din, per town. You'd have to wait for him. You have to wait for the Av Beis Din. Why is that? Why is it you have to wait for the Av Beis Din? Levishroi for Anoshim Mispalim b'Merutza, because most people wait, most people Mispalim Daven b'Merutza, they Daven fast. Ve'amispal Mila b'Mila, and somebody you Daven's word by word, lo yuchal loy makdushim atzibo. If you just go with the flow, you're going to be davening, the Chazal Shat is going to be starting too early. It's going to be too quickly. And somebody davens word by word is going to not going to catch Kedusha. Therefore, we don't wait for the majority of the Olim in Shul. They may be davening too fast. And you have to wait for the Rav, because you can assume that the Av Beis Din is going to daven properly and slowly. So the minig is to wait for the Av Beis Din. Lefichach, he may not Av Beis Din ba'ir. So therefore he says, if there is no Av Beis Din in city, who are then the Yamtinu ala Mispal bin Abamila, you can still, there is still a room, one should still wait for a person who daven slowly. And you often see that is a person, a chazan, there's no Rav in Shul. You'll often see a chazan is going to wait for Chazos HaShat, he's going to look for some individuals who are known to be davening slow and thorough Shemayna Esres. Because that's this Mishnah over here. But if it does a particularly long Shemayna Esreh, you don't have to wait. As he said, the Gemara says in Rebbe Akiva, when Rebbe Akiva knew that they're waiting for him by davening, or you should daven very fast. The Gemara says in Brachas, Rebbe Akiva, when he used to know people used to daven for Shemayna Esreh, he wouldn't be ma'arich. He would get on with it. He would do quite a fast Shemayna Esreh, so that people wouldn't have to wait for him. And somebody who davens long Shemayna Esres, but he's worried that people are going to make fun of him. He is allowed to step back and continue Shemayna Esres, although he hasn't finished Shemayna Esres. So a person will be allowed to step back, pretend he's finished, and afterwards continue Shemayna Esres if he's worried that people are going to make fun of him. Anything that you do l'shem shemaim is fine. So we're learning that a person should ideally wait for the Av Beis Din, because although the Ramah says you don't have to wait for anybody, but that's the Mishnah Berurah says the minig is not like that. The minig is actually we do wait for the Av Beis Din, because sometimes people just daven too fast, and you're going to be davening Chazal Shatz too early. So therefore, we're going to have to daven for the Rav, because the Av Beis Din, we can assume that he davens to the right speed, and you wait for the Av Beis Din, that's where the minute comes from. An interesting question, which I saw the Mefarshim ask, it's not my own question, Mefarshim ask, what happens if the Rav came late? What happens if the Rav came late? The Av Beis Din came late, you have to wait for him or not? The whole idea of waiting for an Av Beis Din is because you know that it's got the right speed, the right pace. But if he came late, for whatever the reason may have been, so he may delay, is it right? Do you have to wait for him or not? What would you say? Very interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say the reason is for kavod. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say the reason why you have to wait for the Rav is for to respect him. That's not the reason. So Mishmuel says the reason why I have to wait for him is because his speed is the right speed. But if he's going to delay everybody because he came late, so obviously he's running late. And so maybe you don't have to wait for him. It doesn't say covered. It's very interesting. He may or may not. He may or may not. Yeah. Yes? You need someone. Okay, so look at other people. You gauge the speed, not through the Rav. Yeah, so you say you don't have to wait for the Rav. Right. It's interesting because the poskim say that actually it could be you don't have to wait for the Rav. It could be you don't have to wait.
If he comes in like 30 seconds after you start, as opposed to 30 seconds before you finish. So
yeah. I suppose depend on that. Yeah, right. I hear that.
Can I ask a question, Mamaita, on exactly Salah? Sometimes I'm at work and there's only 10 people in the summer when we're doing Minka. And it's all stepping back because I'm always the last person now. So if by stepping back when I haven't really finished, there's not actually going to be 9 people or 10 people, however many people, in order to, for the shots to do his Hazara. Is it actually going to be
listening to Eva? Yeah, that's a good question. It's a fascinating question. I don't know the answer. I have to think about this. I have to look it up. It's an interesting question. I don't know. It's a very good question. I don't know. Yeah, it's a very good question. Yeah. Mishnah Brura Sifkot Tezvav says, "Ein lahamtin, you don't have to wait for chashuv people." The Gemara said, "Kivin sheyesh asara, yesh sham shchina, if there's 10 people, there's shchina, al mi hamtin, or are you going to wait for..." Sorry, I just did this. I skipped the line, sorry. No, that's fine, sorry. Fekiyom nispash na minig lahamtin la'av beizdin, as we just said, the minig is to wait for the av beizdin. V'nira atam, shun da minig hayoim bar yisrael, likvoya im av beizdin, biyachat eiz lilmoit, achat fila. Fim kshiskabetz minig techev ispallu. So he said that the minig is also that adds it that is a minhag in all the cities that to learn with our Beis Din after davening. That's what he says. The minhag after davening to learn with our Beis Din straight after shachris. And he says, therefore, it's not. He actually says over here, it's not right to have a minyan straight after the main minyan in shul. It's wrong to have a minyan. He said, don't make a second minyan in the same premises, because what's likely to happen is that people will have to then disperse, and then people are not going to learn anymore in shul. And it's therefore it's not encouraged to have a second minion in the same place, because people are encouraged to be learning after minion, after davening. That's what Mishnah Brura says. Okay, let's carry on. Siv Dalit. Shliach Tzibur Choizat Fila. When the Shliach Tzibur goes over Chazot Shishatz, the community, the Kehila, the Yidden, Hakol Yesh Daim Lishtoik. First and foremost, they need to be quiet. The minion needs to be quiet. Velechavein La Brochos. They need to have intention for the Brochos. Shemvorech Chazlanos Omen. They need to listen to the Brochos. They need to say Amen. And if there aren't 9 people who are listening to the brachas, koroiv, it is close. Lios b'choisav, that is brachas ale v'tole v'tole. Lochein, therefore, kol adam yase atzmoi, person should make himself keilu hein tisha zulosoi, as if he is the 10th. He must assume he's the 10th. V'chavim l'berkas achazen, and he has intention to be a brach of the chazen. Yesh oimrim, some say shekol om yamdu, everybody should stand kshechoyzah shliach tzibur atfila when during Chazal Shashatz. So again, Toremos, the Shulchan Aruch says during Chazal Shashatz people need to be quiet and they need to have kavona for the brochas and they need to say omen. He says if there are 9 people who have kavona for the brochas, it is close that the brochas of the chazan become brochas levatola. What does that mean? It's close to become Bochel of Atola. You need a full minion. So what is it? So if that's the case, why does it say it's Koroif? It is close that it's Bochel of Atola. Why does the Shulchan Aruch not say it's Bochel of Atola? If people are talking in shul and he's going through Chazal Shashatz, he would assume, and nobody answers back, you haven't got a minion answering back, he would say it's Bochel of Atola. He doesn't say that, it says it's Koroif. It is close to Bochel of Atola. Why? Not active part, not active.
Because he's not totally on them. He says he's brocha and he's saying that's fine. As far as he's concerned, the proper brocha.
Right.
They're not completing it. They're not
the opposite. That's interesting. Yeah. That's very interesting. Yeah. Well, it's true, your point, and your point is interesting too. A poshut pshat will be that Chachomim established there's a takonas Chachomim for Chazor Hashatz. So it's a takona, which is not necessarily depending on the omens of the tzibur. When there is a minyan, and when there's a minyan there, when there's a minyan, there's a takon of Chazor Hashatz. But it's a very, so therefore it's not mamash bochel v'atola. But it's very close to Bochel Atol, because what kind of minion is this? As you said, it's not a minion, because they're not really saying Omen. So it's a poor level minion. Yeah. Because why are there only six people? Oh, I see. Okay, let's see what Mishneh Berurah says. So it's Korovli is Bochel Atol. We'll see. Says the Mishneh Berurah, first of all, what exactly are you meant to do during Chazor Hashatz? Not only that you can't say the brachos with the shliach tzibur, certainly you're not allowed to say the brachos together with the shliach tzibur. Say he's a very good chazan, and you want to say the tune with him, and you're saying the brachos. Of course, that's a brachos v'atol. You're not allowed to. Hafilu liminket ezi tevez ma'atzmoi, gam ken ninochon. He said you certainly can't even say other things as well. You're not allowed to. And I'm skipping a line over here. Even other words you're not allowed to. So you certainly are not allowed to say the brachos with the chazan. You're allowed to talk. Sif Kok Nud Zayin says the following: V'lechaven al kein. Therefore, yesh leizom eloy metachnunim. One is not allowed to daven or say tehillim during Chazor Hashatz. Or lilmoid, even to learn, pays Chazor Hashatz during Chazor Hashatz. Now, I remember so clearly. Now I remember seeing Rav Ozner Zichrono Livracha. When I was zocher to live in Eretz Yisrael, I occasionally went to Bnei Brak, and I remember seeing Rav Ozner Shmona Esther very clearly. And I remember that this is Rav Ozner, who every second was precious to him, literally. And it would be during Chazal Shatzim, because such a clear memory, I would literally look in the Siddur and follow the words of the Chazan, and it's extremely, extremely hard to do that. It's extremely hard to follow. You can do it once, maybe. Try once Shmona Esrei, to follow inside the words of the Chazan. It's very hard, because we're just so used to it. It's part of the, because we're just Habitual. Habitual. We're so into it. So it's very hard. Somebody who was in his 90s, he was then already in his 80s or 90s, every single day, the Shmona Esrei, to follow inside, try to follow something that you know by heart. It's very, very hard. I don't know how you manage to do it, but that's really the way Chazal Shatz. Mishneh Berurah says it over here. I'm in the middle of Sevkotn Yudzayin. Vafilu im mechavnim leSeif HaBocha, even if they try to aim to get the Seif HaBocha, lanu is omen kiroyu, even if they are able to say omen, shlo yiti omen yesoima kmo yishisbae, so they're going to say omen to the words of the Chazan. Nevertheless, gam kein lo yofem oisim, it is still the wrong thing to do, to learn during Chazor Hashatz. Shema loimdim yifnu limudam, if the people learning will be busy learning and engaged in the learning, Ameya Oret Yilmudu Mehen, Lame Oret will learn from them, Shaloi Lehazin Lishleach Tzibu, they will be seeing how the Talmid Chomim are learning Torah, V'yasku B'sicho B'teilo Chas V'Sholem, they'll be saying, oh, we don't have to say Omen, we don't have to listen. So they see the Yin learning Torah, and they're going to say, oh look, he's not listening to the Chazor Hashatz, and he starts schmoozing, he starts talking with the Chazor Hashatz. So therefore, it's wrong, because it's catchy, people don't say Omen, people don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shavoy. It's catchy. People, he goes down and down. So therefore, they're not allowed to. You have to nimtzu machtin as a rabbi. You have to be very careful to ensure that even if you want to learn, you want to finish off something in the middle of learning. So you're not allowed to do that, because other people next to you are going to see you not saying Omen. They're going to see you not replying to the Chazor Hashatz. And if you're not going to reply, the Amaratzim will learn from you, and they'll start talking. Yeah. You're not allowed to do Chazor Hashatz. It's like Tachnunim. You're not allowed to do Chazor Hashatz. You have to say Omen. You have to listen to Chazor Hashatz and say Omen. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says. If you're not from that minion, then it's fine. And that's indeed what the Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Ches Kilo Ein Tisha. Al Kein Therefore Yireh Lechatchil Lechav Nishmoya Kol HaBrocha Levad, you need to listen to the entire bracha, not just the ending. Okay. Finally, the Gemara said that you should stand during Chazaras HaShatz. V'tamam sifkot n'chof shemechavnim v'shem mishliach tzibu v'shem me'akoyne. To shliach tzibu is saying a proper Shemoneh Esseh. You are, in a way, connecting to that Shemoneh Esseh. He needs to stand, so therefore, you need to stand as well. V'kilu mispan v'atzvon tamit, as if they would be davening themselves. And that is the meaning of previous generation to stand during Chazoras Hashatz. And nowadays, unfortunately, everybody does what he wants. There are plenty of people who sit down during Chazoras Hashatz and they start schmoozing, and that is very, very wrong. So the Mishnah addresses, so sitting down, it's, what do you think about sitting down? Yeah, right. So he said, right, because it's the Mishmur says, "Keilu mispalin be'atzmon damye." To some extent, it's as if they would be davening themselves. Now, the deeper understanding of that is that whilst it is true that you have davened your own personal Shemoneh Esseh, but there is still an obligation on the kehila to have a Chazoras Hashatz. It's not just to be yotze. There is still an obligation, I think that's an important point, Achronim write that. There's a chiyuv on the tzibu to have a Chazoras Hashatz. That's on you, and on you, and on everybody. So therefore, you need to have that connection to Shliach Tzibu, or you need to have the Omen. Does that make sense?
No, but why don't you
because he says, Ki'ilu mispan be'atzmon damye. This Chazoras Hashatz, you are also in a way davening. This Chazoras Hashatz, you are also to some degree davening. So it makes sense that you'd have to stand like the Shliach Tzibu. But it sounds like it's only a minhag. It doesn't sound like it's mamash me'ikra din. He's more concerned, the Mishnah is much more concerned about people talking and sitting and talking. So if you sit and you say amen and you're engaged, he doesn't seem to be particularly bothered about that. It doesn't sound like it. It's not the main concern. It's about not being engaged with the Chazoras Hashatz. Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes about people learning in Chazoras Hashatz, what's the Chaim Kanievsky sefer called? The short, the thin one. In his Oiches, pardon? No. Chaim Kanievsky sefer. Chaim Kanievsky sefer. I forgot now the name of the thin sefer. He writes there about that sometimes people become very great masmidim during Chazoras Hashatz. He writes that sometimes when it comes to Chazoras Hashatz, somebody is taking out Sforim and trying to learn. The rest of the day, he weren't such a masmid. In the middle of Chazoras Hashatz, suddenly you're busy learning. He said that is fine. It's just it's a chutzpah towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to now to listen to Chazoras Hashatz. He doesn't want you learning now. Learning you could have done before, we can do later. Plenty of time during the day to learn. So he said it's interesting. He notes how interesting it is that some people suddenly become such great masmidim during Chazoras Hashatz. Okay, we'll carry on on Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem. We learned tonight about the concept of Chazoras Hashatz, to what extent it's an obligation on the entire Kehillah to hear Chazoras Hashatz. We learned that one doesn't, the Ramah says, one doesn't have to wait for Chashuvei Ha'ir. We don't have to wait not for beginning of davening and not for Chazoras Hashatz. The Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is to wait for the Av Beis Din. He's got the right speed. It's right to wait for him. We learned in Seif Dalet that Shliach Tzibu, when Chazor Shatz happens, the Shliach Tzibu should daven and the community should be quiet and there should be kavana for all the tefillahs and say Omen appropriately. If there's only nine people, if there's no nine people saying Omen, it's Korov, it is close to be Brocha Levatola, and a person has to really assume that he's the only one that you really need him for Chazor Shatz. And the remote then continues and says that people should be standing for Chazoras Hashatz if possible. We learned also the concept, the whole idea, the underlying yesod for Chazoras Hashatz is kedelekaim tekonas chachomim. And we learned that even if nobody really needs Chazoras Hashatz, nevertheless, the obligation is to go through it. And I wish you a very pleasant and wonderful Shabbos.
Shabbos.